Well, this is a terrific Tuesday morning, beloved. It's great to start the day with you. And today we are in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 18, where Paul encourages the Thessalonians to continue living in ways that please God. He states that God wants you to be holy, which implies doing what God wants and avoiding immoral behavior. The chapter concludes with Paul once again referring to Christ's return. Okay, let's get started. Again, God's saving word for this week has been encouragement. So let's start in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Finally, our friends, you learned from us how you should live in order to please God. This is, of course, the way you have been living. And now we beg and urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to do even more. For you know the instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. God wants you to be holy and completely free from sexual immorality. Each of you should know how to live with your wife in a holy and honorable way, not with a lustful desire like the heathen who do not know God. In this manner, then, none of you should go wrong to other Christians, should do wrong, no wrong to other Christians, or take advantage of them. We have told you this before, and we strongly warned you that the Lord will punish those who do that. God did not call us to live in immorality, but in holiness. So then, whoever rejects his teaching is not rejecting a human being, but God, who gives you his Holy Spirit. There is no need to write to you about love for each other. You yourselves have been taught by God how you should love one another, and you have in fact behaved like this toward all the believers in all of Macedonia. So we beg you, our friends, to do even more. Make it your aim to live a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to earn your own living, just as we told you before. In this way, you will win the respect of those who are not believers, and you will not have to depend on anyone for what you need. Our friends, we want you to know the truth about those who have died, so that you will not be sad as those who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will take back with Jesus those who have died believing in him. What we are teaching you now is the Lord's teaching. We who are alive on the day the Lord comes will not go ahead of those who have died. There will be a shout of command, the archangel's voice, the sound of God's trumpet, and the Lord himself will come down from heaven. Those who have died believing in Christ shall rise to life first. Then we who are living at that time will be gathered up along with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. So then, encourage one another with these words. Today's key verse is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will take back with Jesus those who have died believing in him. And so again, we have this promise of the imminent return of Jesus Christ. If you notice that when Paul is describing the events, he says, those of us who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And so he is assuming that Jesus' return is so imminent that he's going to be alive when Jesus comes back. And so again, it's been 2,000 years, and Jesus hasn't come back yet. Some might mock us and say, well, he hasn't come back in 2,000 years. My only reply would be, well, then it's 2,000 years closer to his coming than what it was when Paul wrote this letter. So you just keep believing and holding on to the promise of Christ imminent return. Let us pray. Loving God, you have taught us how to love one another and how to live in holiness. Guide my thoughts, words, and actions this day so that all I say and do is pleasing in your sight. In your holy name I pray. Amen. All right. Well, this Tuesday together has come to a close. Join me tomorrow as we'll be reading in 1 Thessalonians. That's a hard word to say too many times. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 28, where the Apostle Paul encourages the Thessalonians to be ready for the Lord's coming. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.